The big thing for us is that we have to, really proud of our team tonight, especially the guys coming in off the bench. I thought they did a great job. Our thing really is more, we've got to find the lineups and the guys that play well together. We tried some things. So there's some things that we could have done in the preseason if everybody was healthy, and then in the preseason games early when everybody was healthy. But the fact that we just started getting some guys back, and then we had some guys get hurt while those guys came back, we've been struggling to kind of figure ourselves out. And I think I've gotten to the point now where I'm pretty confident the way I'm going to go with this thing, and who needs to play with who. And so that's the thing for us, is to make sure we have the right lineups out there.
Mentioning the lineups, what were some of the lineups that impressed you the most today?
Well, I can't tell you exactly who was in the game then.
Sure.
I thought Ben Roy, obviously, I thought Ben Roy was terrific. I thought Nico didn't score a lot, but he allowed us to play good basketball when he was in. I thought Ben Palacios gave us a nice lift. I just thought the guys off the bench did a good job. I thought Otto was solid all around. McNair was very good. I thought, obviously, he played great, shot it well. But I think we just have to, just again, it's more like figuring out our lineups. Defensively, we've been very good. We've been very good overall. Once we got Otto and Nico healthy, we look more like the team that we had last year defensively. The size helps us. So, sometimes offensively we've struggled to play with size, and then defensively we've been better defensively with size. So, I do think Nico is a big key for us, at times, being able to have a guy with size that can help us run good offense.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned the defense, and you've talked about second half defense a lot this year. You held Army to 10 of 29 in the second half. What did you see from the on the defensive
Oh,
end?
well, we have a lot of guys we can play. We should be staying fresh. They had to play Curry 37 minutes, Scobin's 34, and Rucker 33. And then we're playing 20, 21, 25. McNair played the most at 33, 21, 9, 3, 20, like 27, 16, 20. I thought we were able to kind of wear you down as the game goes on, because we can play more guys.
You guys shot 68% in the first half. What did you think was clicking? It seemed like a slow start, and then second half
Then we got going. Once we subbed and we had that group come in with Ben and Nico, we just ran better offense. Early in the game, we struggled. We had a lineup that I thought kind of struggles offensively together. They were in early, and then once we changed up, there was more flow, more space to play.
Miles talked to me about not forcing it into the post when it's not there. It looked like they were closing that off. What did you see from your guards, especially
Yeah,
getting
we
middle?
struggled. We still turned it over way too much. 16 turnovers, and a lot of it was trying to feed the post. And we want to get it in, but we were not very good at getting it in today. They did a good job of battling. And so I've made a big deal of that, and our guys were trying to get it in there. And tonight we turned the ball over a ton trying to get it into the paint. And if we can get better at that, and not force it and keep playing, getting to the next action, I think we can eventually get what we're looking for. Sometimes we just get stagnant because we're just looking to throw it in. And part of it is me yelling, get it in, get it in. That's part of it. I have to contribute to some of this. So we'll improve in that area.
Jalen Rucker, the Patriot League's leading scorer, 7 of 18 shooting. What did you make of your defensive performance on him?
Well, we have some length. We have a lot of guys that can play. So when you're coming off the bench and you're playing half the game, and he's got to play 33 minutes and you're playing 20, you just have more energy. And so I thought we were able to make him, to make it harder. But he's going to take 18 shots. He's a good player. He's going to make some. But I thought the key was to try to rotate different guys on him and try to make the game hard for him. He's a heck of a player.
down the stretch, Army had cut it to a 1-point game. You called timeout. Miles gets to the rim. McNair makes a three. Landrum gets a layup. It's a 7-0 run. It's just, what did you see from the late game execution from your team?
Yeah, we just needed a timeout to settle ourselves down a little bit, take advantage of some of the things that was there. Our guys did a good job of listening in the huddle and taking advantage of some of the things that were there. And then they just made some good plays. I thought they settled down and made some good plays. I thought Miles was a big part of that run when late in the game when we did go on that run.
Yeah, and then just going against Army, a team that swept the season series against you last year, how big is it to get a win over them?
Yeah, I think you got to look at it year by year. They're not the same team they were last year in terms of how they're made up. Rutgers in, and then they lost some size up front. They're not as big as they were last year. That gave us problems. Now we got Malcolm. Now we have an advantage inside now with a number of guys that we can play. And so I just look at it year by year. I don't look at, hey, they swept us twice last year, and now we beat them now. It's more about just trying to get better. Making sure we're focused on what we need to do to win and improve, and then make sure that our guys are locked in and ready to go the next time we're out. I'm not really over the top about one game or another. Like, there's no regular season game that's going to mean more to us than the game that's in front of us. And that's always been my focus.
And just the last one for me is, you guys are a good rebounding team. Army is as well, but you won that rebounding battle by 10. How big was it, to get on that glass and win
Yeah,
that?
we got a lot of size. We have a lot of size. There's a lot of guys that can beat you up on the glass. Shimizu had five rebounds. Ben Roy had five rebounds. Nico had seven rebounds. Though that's huge. That's huge. And then, Kai had three offensive rebounds. So there are a lot of guys that can beat you up on the glass in different ways, and that's a point of emphasis for us that we want to really win that battle.
Well, that's all I've got, Coach. Thank you.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
See
Congrats
you.
on the win, Coach.
Yeah, thank you so much.